The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Ever wonder why some of the dinosaurs were so darn big? Well, the secret to mega dinosaurs' impressive sizes may be that the reptiles used more of their energy for growing and less for keeping their bodies warm compared with some creatures. Long-necked sauropods, for instance, achieved masses of around 60 tons, about 8 times the mass of an African elephant, the largest land animal alive today. So while there has long been a debate about whether dinosaurs were warm or cold-blooded, some paleontologists now believe that in order to get so large, they took most of the energy they consumed and put it into growth rather than into maintenance of a high body temperature. So were dinosaurs cold-blooded? Not exactly. Some scientists believe that dinosaurs were homeothermic, somewhere in between warm and cold-blooded. They did not have a high metabolic rate, but their internal temperature did not fluctuate like that of cold-blooded creatures. Instead, their sheer size kept their body temperature constant. When you're that big, you can't cool off rapidly like a small lizard will. You have a large volume, and you have comparatively small surface area.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.